From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. As tens of thousands of children and teenagers from Central America flee for the United States, U.S. society is trying to figure out how to deal with the crisis at many different levels. In these excerpts from the Miami Herald's short video documentary about the children coming to South Florida, we hear first from Michelle Abarca, an attorney with Americans for Immigrant Justice, then U.S. Representative Joe Garcia, and then Anna, a 17-year-old from Honduras. The Herald's Emily Michaud narrates.
We see a minimum of 40 kids, out of the very minimum 40 kids per week in our office. And then there are children that we see at the shelters while they're in federal custody, and we actually go there and visit them there, and that's an added number of children that we see.
These children are fleeing their homelands for many reasons, but an overwhelming number blame gangs that have spread across Central America, wreaking havoc and spilling blood across the region.
They're not gangs. I mean, it's our easy way to refer them, but these are multinational criminal syndicates that are engaged in drug trafficking, human trafficking, all manner of activity. And so the idea that these countries are barely conduct an election, barely feed its own citizens, are somehow going to be able to take on this challenge is something that requires attention from the United States, because we're going to pay the price.
The journey is dangerous. It's very, very dangerous, especially for girls. A big percentage of the children encounter violence along the way, from Central America through Mexico. The degree of violence varies depending on what they encounter along the way. A lot of the girls report being raped. Some children have been held in captivity by drug cartels, and some children have witnessed murders. They have seen people die in the desert. They have seen people being abused. You know, they are walking and hoping and praying that this is not going to happen to them, and oftentimes it happens to them somewhere along the lines.
Llegamos a la cabaña, mi grupo desaparece.
We got to the house and my group disappears. I was horribly scared.
Muy horrible, horrible.
Several men grabbed me. I was shaking. I didn't know what to do. I was desperate. Several men grabbed me. That's where it all happened. That's where my tragedy happened. I remember they kept telling me to shut up. They would cover my mouth and they would tell me to shut up. If you don't keep quiet, we're going to kill you right here. Your life will end here. I was shaking and didn't know what to do. The only thing I kept thinking was that I was going to die. That my life was coming to an end. I had been through so much for nothing. And I was going to die.
I think South Florida is, in an ideal position to respond to part of this emergency. Our county is full of immigrants, many of them very successful people, people who know the struggle, and people who know that hard work and, you know, just staying in the right path can pay off. And I think that as a society in South Florida, that's the way we should respond, and, you know, to understand that these children are coming from places where we were before. The shelter where we go to at least twice a week is a place where children were processed through Pedro Pan many years ago. And those were children. And the circumstances were different, but these are children too.
That was an excerpt from the Miami Herald short documentary titled Children of the Americas, produced by Emily Michaud, Jose Iglesias, and Nancy San Martin. You can watch the whole thing at WLRN.org. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatteo.